Back together again, eh?
Let's play.
I'm going in. Cover me, Porkins.
I'm right with you, Red 3.
But I don't want to be a pirate.
Looks like Daddy's bringing home the barbecue.
These donuts are great.
I'd buy that for $1.
Oh! Dodson! Dodson! We've got Dodson here!
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy!
All we had to do was follow the damn train, CJ.
It was me all along, Austin.
No! No!
You are listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a weekly pop culture nostalgia podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Alvarez, and who might you be?
I'm Alex Mitchell. I'm very tired. Actually, I'm not that tired, actually, but usually I am. Today I'm not.
Yeah, so it's a hot day, and we're in a hot car right now.
Yeah. This is not ideal recording scenario.
This is not an... We did record a version of this that's after midnight, but the battery died. So that's gone to the sands of time somewhere.
Yes.
So
Prince of Persia.
Sure. So I guess without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Tried to amend my carnivorous habits. Made it nearly 7 or 8. Losing weight without speed eating sunflower seeds. Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up rays. But at night I'd have these wonderful dreams. Some kind of sensuous treat. Not zucchini, fettuccine.
Basically, with the burger, right? It comes from a long, long time ago in a land somewhat far away. I guess we could say the early days of the Mongols. And
yes, the biker gang.
Yes.
Its origins are way back in the Mongol invasion era.
Yeah. It would just be like this.
They'd cut up meat.
Yeah, they'd... What did you say? Put in a sack.
They put
right?
it in a pouch, like a satchel sort of deal, in the saddlebags. And as they rode for miles and miles, the meat would keep hitting the sides,
sides. It became like tenderized. And it became like semi-similar to like what we sort of know as ground beef. It was then like topped on with like certain like little toppings, like, you know, here and there, just like seasonings and I think an egg, right? Like
Not yet. No, this was just the Mongols. How they ate it was pretty simplistic. It was the meat with there would be some seasonings, very minimum. Sometimes they wouldn't even cook it.
Yeah,
they would just fucking eat it.
That shows you how hardcore they were.
And also, it would also be cooked. I put that in quotation marks, cooked by the sun and the environment.
Yeah.
So you could imagine this wasn't really good for you, but. That happened, but as time went on, as the Mongol invasion moved and inched its way into Russia, this meat stuff...
It kind of just made its way
into the cuisine and was adopted and adapted. And what they did, what the Russians did, is they decided, hey, let's cook this stuff and let's garnish it with more. And... Where did it go from there?
So it eventually made its way to Germany.
Deutschland?
Yes.
Uberels.
Hamburg. Which is an interesting place.
Hamburg.
Yeah, obviously there's some connection here.
Yeah, that's where
it's getting warm. so Hamburg is an interesting place. I've been there actually. It's got a lot of rich culture, and I think the hamburger, it's not something widely celebrated over there these days just because, you know, culture from America is kind of influenced to the point where no one really remembers that fucking thing anymore. And
because let's also make it clear, the hamburger they have,
it wasn't like a traditional, like, Like, the name Hamburger comes from, it comes from a couple things. Number one, a person from Hamburg in German would be referred to as a hamburger.
No,
so
no, but
also, that's all. But that, I mean, that's true.
Also, though, it's not what we think of as a hamburger.
No, it back there it would be closer to like just like a patty with like gravy and maybe like some fixings.
What it looks like is.
Some people have referred to it as just like Salisbury steak.
Yeah, it looks like a giant slab of meat, like a puck, like a hockey puck of meat, with just like, yeah, gravies on it and onions and stuff like that, or whatever garnishes you want to put on. So from there, it during the when the immigrants were coming into America, they brought, of course, with them their recipes, their foods, their heritage, all that stuff.
They're tired, and they're poor, they're whatever.
The Golden Gates of yore, whatever.
Yeah. back when the Statue of Liberty looked bronze and not a fucking...
When it was copper.
Yeah, it wasn't a green thing.
So they brought all that shit over, and what happened then was... stop it. So what happened then was, once they brought it over, is... Of course, they're going to adapt it and change it a little bit. So it became sort of a street food. So what you had was, you had two different varieties. You had the more street food version, which was like a loose meat sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it was served in a little bowl or something with onions. And that was what you typically had. But in the more upscale, richer areas where they took foreigner cuisine and like, you know, they kept it more pure, I guess.
Yeah.
It was still that whole hockey puck burger thing. Eventually, food vendors, street vendors, realized, you know, we don't always have to have loose meat, so they had the hockey puck style thing, too.
Yeah.
But theirs would be more flatter. It would, you know, save money and not use as much meat. And this is where the evolution actually takes place, like the final evolution.
Yeah.
Because now you have a flat disc of meat, and you need a vehicle in which people can eat it on.
Yeah, and so what was that? Obviously bread is... the number one.
Because every food vendor is realizing, hey, instead of using plates and stuff, we could just put it in like...
Because no one wants to carry a fucking plate around and then have to, you know, worry about trash and throwing it.
Which is exactly why the hot dog bun got its start, too. Because it was like, well, it's kind of like an edible plate.
Yeah.
Like an item holder.
Yeah, and that's why carbohydrates are going sky high.
So initially, it was one piece of bread.
Yes, it was kind of like a open face sandwich of sorts. It wasn't really like and it wasn't even back then like the traditional, what we associate as like a hamburger bun.
It was what I said earlier, where like the garnishes and stuff. So
you have a
slab of bread, you have the patty on top,
mm-hmm.
and it's sprinkled with whatever.
Yeah, an egg, I think, eventually became like a common kind
of sorts. Because it was, again, because it's this sort of, these different cultures emerging, you have, different additives.
Styles, you know, little things that change it up.
But it wasn't until the 1920s that everything sort of got normalized.
Yeah.
1921, White Castle.
Yes.
Opened.
So, popularized by, I think, to the wide world through those two movies.
Harold and Kumar.
Yes. They're two tiny little... Well, they don't even mention White Castle in the second one, do they?
No. When they first started, they weren't tiny.
No.
They were normal sized.
Yeah.
Those
burgers are good, by the way.
I still have not tried them.
I've
tried the microwave ones. And
those are okay. I mean, they're just a little...
I imagine they're not as good as the...
Oh, no.
But, yeah, so White Castle's whole... take was, if our customers are going to have these, we don't want them to like get all over the place.
Yeah.
Sorry, Carl's Jr.
They wouldn't have any of that shit.
So they were like, well, let's just use two pieces of bread.
Yeah.
And thus the concept of a hamburger having, like two pieces of bread, the bun was invented. And so now you have this standard that other restaurants start copying. Now, the thing is, as with all food items, there's debate on who actually started this, who created it, who did it first.
Yeah.
So there's a place in, I think it's New England, that says, no, we did it first.
I hate this.
So because of this, we have like six or seven of these inventor of the hamburger, like, establishments.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't actually know who did it. There's records of where the first time the word hamburger appeared, and it was at some diner. But as who actually invented it, we don't know. This is all food. Pizza. You go to New York, there's like like 30 places that say they're the original.
The cheesesteak or the French dip. Everyone's got claim to it.
What it is, the honest truth of what it is, there's trends that happen. So when you have immigrants flooding in and they're bringing in their own cultures and their own ideas of food, everyone has sort of similar ideas. And because of that, and because of what's popular and what they notice people are eating, they create things that are similar. There probably was someone who did it first, but we're not going to know who did it.
Yeah, and even if you did do it first, like, you're probably dead now, so who cares?
I would hope they're dead. That'd be scary if they were still alive. Yeah. Someone from the 1800s? It's, no.
So, I mean, to me, the cheeseburger is the best take on the burger.
Okay, so
I'm not a fan of just a hamburger.
The cheeseburger's funny because for many years,
That wasn't a thing.
No one ever thought to add fucking cheese to a burger.
Which by now just seems like standard. Like,
yeah.
I know people who like when there's like a gourmet burger that comes out and cheese isn't on it, they'll say, oh, well, I want fucking cheese.
Okay, so we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, no,
okay.
No, we got a long way
to go. It's interesting. So the adding cheese to the burger is a thing that didn't happen till I believe the 1940s.
I'm reading the 20s, but I don't know for sure because everyone's saying that they...
No, I'm talking about, like, where it became a standard.
Oh.
Because before, yeah, of course there were people who had done it.
Yeah.
But again, adding cheese...
Some place in L.A. is claiming that in 1928, a place called O'Dell's had a cheeseburger smothered with chili for 25 cents.
Of course. But see...
Back when everything was,
even then, like, if they did have that, and I'm not questioning that they did or not...
Yeah.
It could have been like a special thing where it's like, oh, this is a place that puts cheese on the burgers. Can you believe that?
Yeah, it's not like a common...
There were probably people going like, who would ever want to put cheese on a burger? You don't need a burger with cheese.
Yeah.
You put onions on it only. Yeah.
And maybe a pickle.
Eh, see? Ketchup on the burger, see?
I love that's always going to be the voice. I don't even know if they ever talk like that. It's so weird.
In reality, they would talk like how you know, like
normal
that.
Normal people
sort of
talked,
like,
and then they'd play it up for the camera system.
But no, they talk like this. So somewhere between the 20s and the 40s, this huge period of time, a standard started emerging, and maybe even the 50s, because again, fast food wasn't here yet. It was still just normal diners and stuff.
Yeah, and that's the other thing too. Like, you got to remember, like, a lot of these places are going to have, like, similar-looking menus and all that.
Yeah.
And I think nowadays, when you go to, like, an American diner or just any burger shop...
Most diners have, like, the same fucking menu.
And it's weird. They're all on that weird, like, cafeteria-style, like, black thing with the white letters
on it. But the thing is, the great thing about every diner, even though they have the similar menus, all the food usually tastes different from diner to diner. And the other thing is
Even though they use the same ingredients, they always... It's like...
It's the way of cooking, and it's like...
Yeah, it's like, how much fat do you have on that fucking grill?
It's where they get their ingredients from.
Yeah.
And on top of that, they do also have creative names for their menu items, like Crying Johnny's and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which is a burger with, like, a lot of onions.
That makes sense.
But yeah, so we had this evolution happening, and then McDonald's comes along.
So...
And that is the official standardization of what a hamburger is.
Which is a, if I recall correct, it's a piece of beef between two buns with pickles, ketchup, mustard,
and onions.
Little tiny diced onions.
Yeah, and that became the standard of a hamburger. Not cheeseburger, by the way, because McDonald's didn't add cheese to their cheeseburgers till the early 60s. Because that was a premium option.
That's weird.
Now
that's like... standard, and I feel like no one orders just the burger anymore.
Yeah, because are you a monster if you just ordered...
My mom orders the burger, Aaron.
And then does she put on the cheese after when she gets home?
No.
Oh, I know people who do that.
Because some people don't like their cheese. I think their cheese is better than Kraft cheese, to be honest.
That's crazy.
Kraft cheese is varying in quality and taste.
That's crazy. But anyways, now you have a official standard, and McDonald's started the whole wave of burger chains. Like an actual...
Yeah.
Why McDonald's invented the concept of these massive chains, even though, of course, that's up for debate because other people knew we did it first. McDonald's, arguably the most popular chain in the world.
No, I mean, it is. I don't think that's arguable.
It's not. So because of that, after McDonald's explosion in popularity, you had Burger King arise, you had Carl's Jr. arise, yeah. Hardee's, Jack in the Box, and all the giant burger chains we have today, Burger King. I might have mentioned that. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
A&W.
Does A&W count as a giant chain?
It's not a giant chain out here. It's a giant chain in the East and the Midwest. Whataburger in Texas. And so now...
In-N-Out here.
And In-N-Out Burger out here, Five Guys. And we can go on forever about these different chains, but they're so goddamn many. And each are great in their own way. Some are bad. Some are good.
The counter.
We're not here to debate what has good burgers.
I could talk about them,
though. We could, but... Let's leave that up to the people, because everyone has their preferences.
In-N-Out burgers are really good.
If you're around California, I don't know if it's nationwide, but the Habit is fantastic.
I think they're okay.
I think they're glorious. But that's not about the quality.
They put too much mayo on their fucking burgers.
Don't ask for mayo.
I like a little bit of mayo.
I don't like any mayo on my burger. I hate mayo in general.
So you ask for no mayo?
I don't like mayo.
But they always put mayo on their burger.
You can ask them not to.
So you're altering their perfect burger.
No, you just say, hey, no mayo. And they're like, okay, hold the mayo.
You gotta take it their way.
But yeah, so...
It's really fucking hot in here.
I know it is. So burgers have become an American institution, and because of the chain system and how many chains we have, that's pretty much why is our whole nation is interlaced with different chains of burgers, burger stands, independent burger places.
A good burger.
Now here's what's happened, though. We are now living in the era of the gourmet burger.
Yeah, we've come to a point where people turn their noses up at Mickey D's and Burger King and even Wendy's.
Or normal diner burgers.
That sucks, by the way, because those mom-and-pop places are breaking their backs.
I'm pretty sure, to me, diners make the best burgers. Like independent mom-and-pop diners.
Yeah.
I've never really had a burger at a mom-and-pop place or a Whole Noel that I've been like, this sucks. It's usually like, damn, this is a fucking good burger.
The only time for me was at some place I went to when I... Because normally I was at a point where I just wanted, like, just meat and cheese.
Because
place to place, sometimes I don't like their tomatoes or the lettuce.
Yeah.
So, and it was just kind of dry.
The inside was just cooked.
But that happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's because they're thin patties. It's harder to have, like, quality control when they're really thin.
So now the gourmet age. This happened about 10 years with the pizza. Now it's happening with the burger. It's pretty simple for what it is. You take a burger, you take the traditional burger, and you modify the fuck out of it with different ingredients. Usually premium ingredients.
Yeah, so basically, like, you could just take, oh, here's a normal bun, you know, but now we're going to add the brioche bun.
Yes, here's or pretzel
like, yeah,
bun.
Oh, yeah. Here's, you know, iceberg lettuce. Now we're going to give you, like, butter leaf.
Or kale.
Yeah, or something.
If you're a monster.
I don't like kale.
Neither do I. I don't think anyone really does.
Truly. Yeah, like premium cut tomatoes, grass-fed Wagyu beef.
You're making beef that's half bacon, beef that's half chicken. You're doing different things. And this isn't part of the whole, because the whole substitution of meat in burgers, like with veggie patties or even chicken or fish, that's always been a thing. But we're talking about the gourmet premium style, putting anything on it. Now, gourmet has evolved a little more in recent trends of making burgers completely unconventional. And that's like putting waffles in them or putting just things you wouldn't think of.
Yeah, like peanut butter and jelly.
Which I had at this place called Gorilla Mall.
Gorilla them all.
Grill em all. Dicks out for Harambe.
Yes.
But yeah. What are your thoughts on the whole trend?
You know what? I know people are gonna, like, kind of get on my case on this. I don't mind the trend because, you know what? It's not replacing the burger as we know it. Like, the Jumbo Jack is still on the menu.
The Jumbo Jack, yes.
The Jumbo Jack. but, like, they recently at Jack in the Box had this, like, Ale House pub burger or whatever. It's really good.
Yeah, it's starting, the gourmet trend is starting to spread to like chains now.
So like when I went to like Jack in the Box and I just sat down there to eat, they gave it to me and like the fries were in like a little basket. I'm like, the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And it was like, it was bizarre how they were trying to present themselves more like how a gourmet place would
even
do their
like thing. Restaurant burger chains like Red Robin are starting to do that.
Red Robin had always been like
Red Robin is a
burger and fries in a basket, and that was it.
Red Robin and Fuddruckers are the best sit-in burger chains. Like, not fast food style, but like the normal ones.
Red Robin's just good.
Fuddruckers is great, too. But, that's starting to happen. But my whole take is this. I love gourmet burgers, but I also like normal burgers, and I think there's a place for both. And when you get snobs who are like, nah, man, gourmet is the only way to go, it's like, why not
They're fucking immigrant food from...
I think every burger has its place.
Yeah.
I think sometimes you want a gourmet burger with fried egg, I guess, on it. But so you know, sometimes you just want like a
simple thing.
Like you want some beef and some cheese,
and that's it. Like sometimes you just don't want to go crazy with you know. Let me add sriracha all over it and add you know fucking you know 50 slices of bacon or something like that.
Yeah,
I'm kind of tired of bacon. I'm getting a little tired of it.
I'm never gonna get tired.
Of bacon. I like bacon.
I'm tired of the memes. Which is
add it to everything and make it.
It's a memes from like our childhood,
but like our teenage years, very late teens. Where
I love that like bacon became an ultra meme when we were teenagers, and it still persists.
Yeah, because people took that shit very seriously and refused. To
I was
let it
part
go.
Of the Bacon League.
I have. Oh wow,
that was a thing on Jeff John's forum. Yeah, I was a dare commissar or something in the Bacon League.
Something about...
I was in town.
Falco.
Uh-oh. But, yeah.
That's a different band.
It is. he's rocking Amadeus.
Yes.
So, yeah, the gourmet burger trend is interesting to see. So, we've evolved from Mongols riding horses with chopped meat in their sacks...
Yes.
...to now over $10,000 burgers that you can get covered in gold.
So...
So that's where we are, but popular culture though, where is popular culture taking the burger?
So popular culture is interesting to me, like because it's interesting to see trends grow. Like if you look back at old media and shit, and you see like, oh hey look, here's like Max Fleischer's Popeye, and here's Wimpy, right?
Yes, based Wimpy,
a big old dude who loves
the soul of the hamburger. He's
within every burger that you eat. Whenever you love a burger and say you want another
Say the catchphrase.
That is the soul of Wimpy. Say it. I would gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
And yeah, it's very much the I love burgers. I want them now. Yeah. I might not be able to pay you, but I want it.
Yeah. And then we got Jughead, and you know, like
Wimpy started that trend of the character who loves food a lot.
Like, yeah,
there would be no Shaggy without Wimpy.
And Shaggy, to me, is, like, he's hedonism with food, like, just personified. But, like, to me, it's, like, it felt like they would just eat sandwiches only, but they wouldn't be consistent. Oh, yeah. They'd be those giant, tall Dagwood things.
Or they'd be the long subs. Yeah.
But they weren't, like, consistent, you know?
But, yeah, hamburgers, because of Wimpy, that's probably one of the first examples of, like, it becoming mimetic, is with Wimpy. And then... You go through any cartoon or TV series, a lot of times characters will hang out at burger shops. Like, that's the hangout. That's the spot. Yeah. It's either pizza or burgers.
Which we've covered pizza earlier.
And on top of that, burgers have... And we didn't even mention Bob's Big Boy. The burger joint has become iconic to what America is.
Yeah.
And what our popular culture reflects in terms of... how we display what the basics of being American is. So when you have these cartoons and these TV shows, you have someone eating a burger, it's automatically recognizable. It's like, okay, this is America. This is American. Other countries have their cultural signifiers also.
And other countries have cultures.
Cultures, yes.
Countries have their take on the burger too. Which
they
always...
do. Everyone has their own version of the burger. And it's interesting.
It's weird because I went back to like, well, I went to Germany and, you know, I wanted to see their take on the burger. It was bizarre. It was like an open-faced sandwich again, like we said earlier. The meat. But this is their take on the American burger. The meat, the cheese, and then placed right on top of that cheese was a huge fucking slice of tomato.
Oh, wow.
And I mean like about 2 inches thick.
Oh, wow. Like, so, like the core of a tomato.
Like almost like a fucking half the size of the patty. And I'm like, this is disgusting. I don't want to eat like a full bite of meat, cheese, and then water. Like, yeah, it's gross. Well,
and then when you go from place to place, and like even in America, in the United States, people have their different ideals of how thick the cut of the meat is going to be. Not, I shouldn't even say the cut because it's just ground beef.
The size of the patty.
Sometimes it'll be a thin, crispy disc.
Which is closer to like McDonald's.
Yeah,
and like,
but I'm talking about like a crispy disc. Like a real crispy disc. Some people like that.
That's gross.
Sometimes it'll be, like a McDonald's slab. Sometimes it'll be a hockey puck. Sometimes it'll be like a ball. And then different ways of cooking it. Some people cook it on a griddle. Some people deep fry it. Some people boil it. Some people, like, oven cook it. Oh, yeah, that's a style. Yeah. But, yeah, so burgers, you can have them any way you want. There's many ways. Make them at home. You make them however the fuck you want.
Yeah.
And there's so many ways to make them. But, I mean, it's a burger. So I would say if you're listening to this right now after, make yourself one or go buy one. Just
yeah. I recommend the Jag in the Box one. We're not sponsored by
Jag in the Box. CBS's Jag.
Is that show still going?
I don't think so. NCIS is and it's a spinoff.
That's crazy.
But yeah, so that's the burger for all. I mean, there's not really. I mean, we could talk about the separate chains. Those are episodes themselves.
Yeah.
Eventually, we will have to have a McDonald's episode.
And cause there's so many things about McDonald's that I'd love to talk about.
Yeah, so,
I mean, we already discussed the McRib, which is near and dear to my heart. Literally and figuratively, it would probably kill me.
So, I guess let's go. What does the internet think?
Okay.
Of burgers?
What do they think?
So, first of all, let's go to our editor-in-chief, El Jefe, our guy.
Our Dom Perignon.
Hamburgers are delicious hot sandwiches filled with ground murder. You can put egg on them, cheese, bacon, and orgasm. I'm not sure what I'm going with. This is mostly because everyone fucking loves a burger. Throw in a veggie patty or fish, it's ideal as fuck. And that's true. It's
yeah, you know what? The filet fish sandwich kind of thing that's taken off, that's good too.
The great thing about a burger is, yeah, it's you can
and have, you know what, you could call it a sandwich.
It is
whatever.
It is a type of sandwich.
But you know what? That's like a fish burger.
But the thing with burgers, yeah, they're ideal. You can have them any way you want in many different varieties.
They're like sandwiches.
This is why burgers and sandwiches are like one of the greatest foods ever.
Because you know what? And our pal on Plane Zero, Nick, he brought up a good point. You know what? Even if you've had the best sandwich ever, there's always a better one right around
the corner. There's always the hunt to find the best.
Yeah, and I agree. The best burger you've ever had is never... Until you die, you've never had the best burger ever.
I'm dying right now.
Yeah, I am too. It's very hot.
All right, so let's get through these comments then, shall we?
We shall.
All right. Dude, you want a hamburger that is cooked good and not that pink. When you grind steak up in 1,000 tiny strands, you increase the surface area by more than 1,000 times its original size. It then becomes a haven for bacteria. Enjoy that food poisoning. To which response? There's responses to this. You're more likely to die in a car crash on the way to the restaurant. Man up, put on your favorite sports bra, and ask for medium rare burgers next time, you big sissy. Another response to that was, bro, what's wrong with you? I bet you eat vegan sushi because your mom told you that raw fish would kill you and put you full of radiation or something.
I will say that there is some, like...
There is, really. It depends on the beef.
And also store-bought stuff.
You have to be careful.
Yeah. When it comes to restaurants, I think there's less concern. Yeah.
And then the last response to that, getting food poisoning, being a tiny little girl, grow a fucking pear, Nancy boy, to which someone responded to that comment with, not being a little girl. And they posted, like, a cute lowly
sort of thing. So that implies that they
yeah, you should be.
You should be, yeah.
All right. Next one. If you don't want your burger medium rare, it doesn't make you a bitch or whatever, like everyone says. I mean,
I'm going to be honest. With steaks, that makes more sense to be all...
You're a fucking asshole if you want your steak well done.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Hamburgers were invented by German seamen. They put the meat between two Brötchen. It's a kind of bread.
That's a piece of bread, yeah.
Because it was hard to eat meat on a plate. Yeah,
it
makes sense.
I don't know if I call it seamen. But...
No, the seamen.
Oh, sailors. Yes,
sailors. You thought I meant sea actual seamen.
Because you put...
Okay. Oh, my God. We're dying in here.
We are.
We're cooking.
We are becoming burgers.
We already are burgers. We're Mara burgers. Yes. Okay. Best burger I had. I was drunk at a buddy's place, though. Crusted up on both sides on a cast iron pan with some Swiss, caramelized onion, and hot sauce on ciabatta, to which someone replied... Yeah, it's probably because you were intoxicated. You thought it was the best ever. The best cooking advice I ever received from a woman who told me to serve plenty of alcohol before dinner. I can't count the number of times people told me my food was the best they had ever eaten.
This is true.
Yeah, if you're drunk, like
food, any food is amazing.
Because you don't give a fuck.
You just want to eat. But you know what though? A friend of mine was in a similar situation. He said the best burger he ever had was when a friend of his put like a bunch of beef in a thing and cover that shit with Worcestershire sauce and then put like Havarti cheese. So yeah, that sounds really good.
Havarti from Harry Potter.
Yes.
Okay. My grandma always did say blind cannot lead blind. I don't know what the fuck that means. Yeah, that's there.
It's true. You can't do it.
All right, here's another one.
We are dying. We're doing this for you.
We are. I'm dying, Squirtle. I had the best burger I had ever tasted in about a dozen different states. In other words, there is no ultimate burger. There are just fantastic burgers spread out across our nation.
That's disappointing to me.
But that's very true. That's very true. You're right. You're right, sir. Or madam. That
Saddam.
Saddam. That feel when it's 11 p.m., you ate nothing but an orange with a handful of cereal, and you're looking at a hamburger thread on a Pakistani Tupperware form.
Have you ever done that? Just, like, eaten, like, very minimum food and looked at, like, videos of
and, people? Yeah, and you're like, what's... Like,
what's wrong with me?
It's
hot.
It's after 2 a.m. cooking pudding. I'll control my life or something.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Stew Pickles. You're really dead now.
Yes. That sucks.
The hipsters are on a gourmet burger kick. It's simply impossible to get a decent burger anymore. This is a purist. This is one of those.
Yeah.
You can get a decent burger, goddammit. You just gotta seek it out. Seek and destroy with your mouth.
Grill them all.
But yeah, okay. Maybe I'll consider looking like an oosthole, but my burger can't be somehow raw. Vision of eating raw meat somehow scare me.
Yeah, I'm not... I'm kind of with this guy. Anytime I see pink, I do kind of get a little concerned. Unless it's a steak.
Yeah, I mean...
I thought you were going to make a sex joke out of that.
No, it's too hot to make a sex joke.
Okay.
I have never eaten a burger in a country, and I have no real desire to. And the response, it is damn good thing you posted on this thread. Fuck, I bet everyone is going to change their outlook now. Thanks tenfold, you are a deity.
There you go.
I love when people come into threads or YouTube comments to say...
I hate this.
Not even I hate this. I've never done this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, that's fucking nice. All right. Cool. We got a few more. We'll be okay. We'll be fine. We're dying. Your hosts are dying.
Yeah. It's not like we don't have to record anything else after this also.
Salt, pepper accent, and a little bit of brown sugar. Toppings, wise pickles, and mayo and cheese... Fussier toppings and preparations. I could take or leave. This guy's saying he just wants his burger pure, like his waifu.
Cool.
I like the dairy bars you find throughout the South. They're a dying breed, like we are.
Dairy bars?
Oh, that's a thing in the South.
I don't know.
It's a thing. It's revolving around milk.
Oh.
But a few are still around. The patties are cooked on a flat-top grill and served with American cheese, lettuce, onion, tomato, pickle, and mayonnaise on a regular bun. The burger in front, he's just describing a burger, so fuck you.
Good use of time in a oven car.
Love them. They should be very thick and preferably have lots of onions, herbs, and spices. I miss summer already. Sad face.
You know I like them thick in the summer.
Summertime. All right.
In the summertime, when I'm dying in the sun.
Gourmet burgers are just for hipsters who want to appear cultured and who wouldn't know the difference between the best grilled patty and the... Okay, it's a net.
To some extent, he's right, but there's nothing wrong with the gourmet burger either. Everything is fine.
Yeah.
This is fine.
Wait. I thought burgers were supposed to be cooked thorough. Like, they can't be medium rare. Like a steak, you could be in trouble. So the responses to this one are... That's like saying you should never ride a car because you might get into an accident. Cooking the burger all the way through is safest. However, it doesn't taste as good as one that's still medium rare. Whenever there's risk is worth is up to you. For what it's worth, I've been eating medium rare burgers for 20 years and I've never gotten sick. So yeah, it's not super dangerous, but if you want to be cautionary, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with getting it well done.
Yeah, so...
Just don't do it with a
steak. If you really like are like, I'll be fine. Yeah, you can get a medium, it's fine.
Yeah.
As long as you know the place serves good beef. That's the only thing I'd say. Okay. In my experience, this is the response to that one. In my experience, most decent restaurants will cook it pink by default. Here in the UK, so this is an English dude, it's too hot to do accents. Any restaurants doing so must now carry a warning on the menu that eating it like that could carry a risk of poisoning. So that's kind of smart that restaurants are actually, they won't be
liable. Yeah.
If I remember correctly, the way that burgers are mixed means that bacteria resides through the whole patty, not just the surface. So that's why it's a potential issue. Having said that, it tends to be a lot juicier and more flavorful, so it's up to you. Echoing the anonymous person above me, I've never been ill from it, and I don't know anyone who has. Another response. Only if you're from some unsanitary third world hellhole. Ground beef in the U.S. and Canada is perfectly safe, even if a bit undercooked.
That's not true.
To which someone responded, are you fucking stupid, aren't you? And so, and the response is, I don't know, probably. and our final.
Woo! One last final, I need you.
A hamburger is most delicious when the veggies are sliced fresh in the store within hours when you bite into the burger. The old-style bun absorbs meat juices and spreads that collect in the burger wrapper, creating an explosive and flavorful last bite that is everyone because the ingredients were stacked carefully by someone that cares about spreading them out right. To which someone responded, stupid as fuck American scum.
Yep. That's it.
So folks, what we learned here today is...
It's very hot
today. Do not record a podcast in a very hot fucking car. Go eat a burger, and we will see, you know, just... What do you take away from this? What do you want to say?
I'm turning on the fucking air conditioner.
All right. Goodbye.
For Obscure Gentlemen fun, head over to www.theobscuregentleman.com. And if you'd like to help support this podcast and the webcomic, please visit www.patreon.com/theobscuregentleman. We thank you for listening.
Please! Hamburger, please!
What the fuck?